Ramban addresses at the end of the parsha the battle with Amalek, first battle that the Jewish people have with Amalek as they exit from Mitzrayim. And the Torah describes that the way the battle takes place is that Moshe sends Yehoshua to actually fight the war. And Moshe goes up upon a hill, looking down upon the battle scenes, raising up his hands. And as his hands are raised, the Jewish people are successful in war. And the Ramban addresses why Moshe specifically sent Yehoshua out, and then why Moshe had to go climb a mountain in order to do this, and why he does this more than any other battle that Klal Yisrael fights. Nirvan explains, simply put, that the reason why Moshe sends Yehoshua in his beginning of his commentary, he writes, Vavorshi yispalalhu b'nesius kapayim arosh ha-givah. It was important that Moshe be mispalal in this particular war. It couldn't be that Moshe himself went out to fight this war, because then he wouldn't have been able to stand in daven. So since Moshe needs to daven, so he has to send out Yehoshua. Why does Moshe need to daven specifically on top of a mountain? Why can't he daven in the midst of the camp? So the Ramban suggests that in a way that, since he's on top of the mountain, Yasim Eino Aleim Letova, he can look upon them for good. Somehow his actually seeing them would help him in his tefillah. V'gamheim Yiru Oso Porish Kapo Vashamayim, and they would see him raising up his hands. Umar v'tefillah v'yiftachu bo v'yosifu oimezu gvur. And some of the Jewish people, seeing Moshe being mispalel on their behalf, would increase their strength and their ability to fight. So the Ramban sets up, somehow Moshe himself couldn't be engaged. He had to be davening. He has to see the people, and the people have to see him. Why, says the Ramban, was this so important? Why here, more than any other battle, do we see Moshe going through this whole process? He needs to daven with his hands. Why was this different than every other battle? So says the Ramban, on a simple level, he says, because Amalek was a powerful nation. Amalek was a nation that was, he writes, Oymates, strong and powerful. The Jewish people, on the other hand, are not Mulom de Mokama. They're not familiar with war. They don't know what's going on. In fact, the beginning of the parsha says, when they would see the Egyptians, they were going to be so afraid of war, they were going to turn back. So Moshe simply had a problem. He had a weak, untrained people against a powerful nation. So he felt here, he really needs to go all out in his preparations, in his tefillah. Then the Ramban says, but there's something far deeper here, rather than just the simple storyline of an overmatched army that needs Moshe's help. Says Moshe, who is Amalek? The very first person, the name, the person Amalek, was a descendant of Esav. It was a grandson of Esav. In fact, Esav had a son, Eliphaz, and Eliphaz got together with a concubine named Timnah, and together they had a son, Amalek, who's now the grandson of Esav himself. And this nation eventually develops from this person, Amalek, into the nation of Amalek. Says the Ramban, this son has the blessing of Esav, which is Al-Khar B'chal Tichya, on your sword you will live. And therefore the son Amalek has a nation of fighters, a nation of warriors. V'heim ha-milchoma ha-rishona v'ha-achrona li-Yisrael. And it's going to be this nation of Amalek, who's a subset of Esav, who is going to be the very first, as well as the very last war that the Jewish people would fight. Ki Amalek mi Zera Esav. And they, Amalek, as I mentioned, is the Zera, the descendants of Esav. And bo eleinu ha-milchoma v'reishis ha-goyim. They are now the first nation to attack the Jewish people. U'mizaro shel Esav ha-yolonu ha-golos v'ha-chorbon ha-achron. Not only were the very first battle that the Jewish people fought, but the exile that we are in right now, the exile, the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, was at the hands of the Romans, descendants of Esav, and the Golos that we're now is referred to by Chazal as Golos Edom. We are in now the Roman exile who are descended from the same nation of Esav, the subset of whom are from Amalek. Says the Ramban, when we will defeat Edom in this final battle that we're waiting to take place, right now we're in the exile of Edom, Kasher Yenutzachu, when we will defeat that, and we'll defeat this nation together with all the other nations that have banded together with Edom, then Mimena Noisha Li'olam, we will be freeing Li'olam. Our eternal freedom will only happen with the defeat of Edom, the exile that we're in now, part of whom is the subset of Amalek. Therefore, says the Ramban, Kol Asher Asu Moshe V'Yehoshua Imoim V'Rishona, everything that Moshe and Yehoshua are doing to Amalek now, in the beginning, Yasu Eliyahu U'Mashiach Ben Yosef in Zarom. Moshe was foretelling what will be. Moshe made a whole big deal about this battle because in this battle he saw the future of the Jewish people, the final battle of the Jewish people to get rid of this final exile that we are in, will be carried out by Eliyahu Hanavi and Mashiach ben Yosef. Mashiach ben Yosef is going to be the forerunner of Mashiach ben David, who will eventually bring us back to Eretz Yisrael and establish a Davidic dynasty. But the forerunner of that Mashiach ben Yosef is going to fight the battle against Edom and his descendants Amalek. And therefore Moshe is setting up the scene, he's setting up the stage with all of the fanfare that goes into this battle, the first battle with Amalek, with Moshe sending out Yehoshua, Moshe going up upon a mountain, he's standing up his hands, because this battle of Amalek now is going to foretell the battle of the final battle of Edom and these descendants of Amalek, all part of this Edomite package of Esav, which is in the Golus that we're in now, that only with the end of that battle will bring about the days of Mashiach, following Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, leading to the final Geula. May we see that speedily in our days.